And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave, that is the pillar of Rachel's grave unto this day. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him. But he refused to be comforted. And he said, For I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. And he said, My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If mischief befall him by the way in the which he go, then shall he bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. And if he take this also from me, and mischief befall him, he shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. It shall come to pass, when he seeth that the lad is not with us, that he will die. And thy servants shall bring down the gray hairs of thy servant our father with sorrow to the grave. My father made me swear, saying, Lo, I die. In my grave which I have digged for me in the land of Canaan, there shalt thou bury me. Now therefore let me go up, I pray thee, and bury my father, and I will come again. And thou shalt take 2 onyx stones, and grave on them the names of the children of Israel. And thou shalt make a plate of pure gold, and grave upon it, like the engravings of a signet, Holiness to the Lord. And whosoever toucheth one that is slain with a sword in the open fields, or a dead body, or a bone of a man, or a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. And a clean person shall take hyssop, and dip it in the water, and sprinkle it upon the tent, and upon all the vessels, and upon the persons that were there, and upon him that touched a bone, or one slain, or one dead, or a grave. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave, and bringeth up. And they buried Abner in Hebron. And the king lifted up his voice, and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. Let thy servant, I pray thee, turn back again, that I may die in mine own city, and be buried by the grave of my father and of my mother. But behold, thy servant Chimham, let him go over with my lord the king, and do to him what shall seem good unto thee. Do therefore according to thy wisdom, and let not his hoar head go down unto the grave in peace. Now therefore hold him not guiltless, for thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou oughtest to do unto him. But his hoar head bring thou down to the grave with blood.
And he laid his carcass in his own grave. And they mourned over him, saying, Alas, my brother! And all Israel shall mourn for him and bury him. For he only of Jeroboam shall come to the grave, because in him there is found some good thing toward the Lord God of Israel in the house of Jeroboam.
Behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into thy grave in peace. And thine eye shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. And they brought the king word again. Send me now, therefore, a man cunning to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in iron, and in purple, and crimson, and blue, and that can skill to grave with the cunning men that are with me in Judah and in Jerusalem, whom David my father did provide. Of a woman of the daughters of Dan, and his father was a man of Tyre, skillful to work in gold, and in silver, in brass, in iron, in stone, and in timber, in purple, in blue, and in fine linen, and in crimson. Also to grave any manner of graving, and to find out every device which shall be put to him, with thy cunning men, and with the cunning men of my lord David thy father. Behold, I will gather thee to thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered to thy grave in peace. Neither shall thine eyes see all the evil that I will bring upon this place, and upon the inhabitants of the same. So they brought the king word again, which rejoice exceedingly, and are glad when they can find the grave. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. As the cloud is consumed and vanisheth away, so he that goeth down to the grave shall come up no more. I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from the womb to the grave. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If I wait, the grave is mine house. I have made my bed in the darkness. They spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. Yet shall he be brought to the grave, and shall remain in the tomb. Drought and heat consume the snow waters, so doth the grave those which have sinned. Howbeit he will not stretch out his hand to the grave, though they cry in his destruction. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave who shall give thee thanks? O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah. My soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. Free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thy hand. Loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Selah. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. The grave, and the barren womb, the earth that is not filled with water, and the fire that saith not, it is enough. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm. For love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under feet. I said in the cutting off of my days, I shall go to the gates of the grave. I am deprived of the residue of my years. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Because he slew me not from the womb, or that my mother might have been my grave, and her womb to be always great with me. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day when he went down to the grave, I caused a mourning. I covered the deep for him, and I restrained the floods thereof, and the great waters were stayed. And I caused Lebanon to mourn for him, and all the trees of the field fainted for him, whose graves are set in the sides of the pit, and her company is round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which caused terror in the land of the living. There is Elam, and all her multitude round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which are gone down uncircumcised into the nether parts of the earth, which caused their terror in the land of the living. Yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. And the Lord hath given a commandment concerning thee, that no more of thy name be sown. Out of the house of thy gods will I cut off the graven image and the molten image. I will make thy grave, for thou art vile. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. The Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. The people, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead bear record. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience,